Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
On October 1st, Iran launched nearly 200 ballistic missiles at Israel, with many targeting the country's most populous city, Tel Aviv. In the hours following the barrage, the United States convened G7 leaders, and they agreed there must be serious consequences for Iran. And we have seen those consequences come to bear, said U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield.
The United States issued new sanctions against Iran's oil sector, including the so-called Ghost Fleet, which carries illicit oil products around the world. The United Kingdom and Australia issued new and sweeping sanctions against Iran's missile program. And the European Union, for the first time, sanctioned Iran's civilian airliners, including Iran Air.
There is an international consensus that Iran's aggressive actions against Israel, including in support of its terrorist proxy Hezbollah in Lebanon, are unacceptable. Moreover, Israel has the right to defend itself, as it recently did, said Ambassador Thomas Greenfield.
Specifically, Israel conducted precision airstrikes against multiple military targets across Iran and outside populated areas. The United States did not participate in this military operation. Rather, we encouraged the government of Israel to shape the operation as it did. Again, a targeted, proportional, and direct response to degrade Iran's ability to threaten its neighbors, deter further attacks, and reduce the risk of further escalation.
The United States' message for Israel remains clear, stressed Ambassador Thomas Greenfield. We will always help secure its people and territory from Iran and its terrorist proxies and partners. The message to Iran also remains clear. Should it choose to undertake further aggressive acts against Israel or U.S. personnel in the region, there will be severe consequences, declared Ambassador Thomas Greenfield.
Let there be no confusion. The United States does not want to see further escalation. We believe this should be the end of the direct exchange of fire between Israel and Iran.
The United States will continue to help bring about an immediate ceasefire with release of hostages, end the fighting in Gaza, and facilitate the delivery of humanitarian relief to Palestinian civilians. The international community must not allow the region's future to be dictated by Tehran and its proxies, whose actions before, on, and since October 7th have put millions of innocent civilians at risk. Together, said Ambassador Thomas Greenfield, we must oppose Iran's malign activities and create a future of peace, dignity, and security for all.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.